We're launching into the second hour of the program. Ladies Night here with you. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Allie.
All right. So 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some exciting news coming soon from Allie. We can't say for sure exactly what it's going to be.
I didn't know if we were going to reveal it on the air.
Well, I don't think we can reveal all the details because the details haven't been hammered out.
That's right.
But you're going to be kicking off your own show, which you used to have your own show, and then you kind of gave it up because you actually went to work for Adam Kokesh for
a while.
That's right. And somebody else took it over, and now that show is ending, and now you're going to have your own show.
Fresh start.
Yeah, so we don't know what the show's called, or at least I haven't been told yet what the
show's called. I don't know either.
So you've got like a week to figure this out, from what I understand, basically, or a week and a half, or 2 weeks max to figure this out.
So it's me and Ellen, and she was on Ladies in Keene, which is we're going to be the new show that was on Saturdays. And Ellen and I talked, and we want it to be like a philosophy, history-based show. Because that's something that, well, I know really nothing about history, but that's going to be fun to learn these things and bring them in to talk about in the show. But I definitely like talking about philosophy, and so does Ellen, so it's going to be a really exciting show.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing details, like what it'll be called and when it's going to air, and we'll let you know as soon as we hear something. So probably next week we'll have that announcement. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking about Adam Kokesh. I've also got news about Edward Snowden, who thankfully is not in a prison cell. Kokesh is, and hopefully we'll see Adam out of that prison cell at some point in the near future, but I don't know how hopeful one can really be about that. I would be very cautious about getting one's hopes up too high about that.
I don't know which of the charges he faces is most serious.
I don't know either. I know that Schedule One possession of Schedule One narcotics can be a pretty serious charge. He's looking at psychedelic mushroom charges. The courts tend to take psychedelic drugs more seriously than marijuana.
Additionally, I don't know if you've ever looked into the laws, but the way that they basically the tiers or the levels of how much trouble you can get and like the minimums, basically the minimum sentencing, they're completely unrealistic to actually dosing the drugs. So for with MDMA, for example, what they would consider like the absolute worst, you're going to jail like 25 years to life or something like that, is 600 milligrams, which is six doses.
Yeah.
I mean, could take that in a night. So it would not be good idea. I'm not advising that at all, but I'm saying that would not kill
you.
There are people that do that in one night. Certainly between two people could easily be done in one night. So for that to be like, oh my gosh, you got to go away for life because you have six hits of MDMA is crazy.
And the idea is that's for distribution?
No, it's just possession.
Oh, wow.
But the tiers are, the first one is 25 milligrams to like 100 milligrams.
Are you talking about federal?
I'm talking about federal laws, which the way it works is the states, they all follow the federal laws, and then they can have additional laws on top of the federal laws, but a lot of states don't. They just follow the federal laws. So, like, New Hampshire, for example, just follows the federal laws.
That's right,
But the dosing is just ridiculous. It's not realistic. Like, 25 milligrams of MDMA, for example, would not do anything at all. Like, you could take that, and it would do nothing.
Right.
So, but they consider that like the start of the bottom tier dosing. Mm-hmm. So it's just completely unrealistic. So if he had, say, a quarter of mushrooms, which would probably be like two doses, maybe three or four, depending on how much you take, it's not going to be treated like that. It's going to be treated like, oh my gosh, you had all these mushrooms.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. I don't know whether the gun possession or the drug possession carries a worse penalty. I do know that having them both increases the penalty because they have some law that says that if you get caught with drugs and guns, then it's worse for some reason. So I had asked the question online, and I want to share your answers here from our Facebook page. The question, and I also asked on Twitter and Google Plus, but more people use Facebook. So the answers from you as to my question is: Kokesh's shotgun civil disobedience inspired or a big mistake? The video, which we played for you last hour, 23 seconds long. He shows up in D.C. with a shotgun, puts four shells into it, cocks it, and says, "We'll see you next year on September or July 4th." Tyron says, inadvisable action. John Hurley says, I'm inspired, but it might not have been worth it. I miss Adam's YouTube videos. Yuri Pasco says, I think Kokesh should just admit that this year's event he tried to organize was a failure. There's no other way to put it. It's not productive when you do not actually have people showing up and helping you. There's no shame to admit that it was a failure.
You know, I have to say, and I don't think that what they did was right at all going in there like that. Obviously, they wanted him, and they found a reason to, an excuse, basically, to go in there and get him. But I have to say that saying something like, we'll see you next year, and cocking a gun is kind of aggressive. Like, it's not my style. I don't really, yeah. I'm not really a fan of that.
It's nice to have your perspective on this, because we were basically saying the same thing, and you did. So
yeah,
this is just your independent.
That, yeah.
Right.
I considered it menacing.
Yeah, it just, basically. You know, I wouldn't say it's a threat, but it kind of has that tone to it.
It definitely
and I'm not,
has
I
that,
mean, nobody
yeah.
should be getting in trouble for not really threatening somebody, but it's, I just don't really, I'm not a fan of that particular action.
I agree, and I think that Adam's video and that sort of activism is based in a fear-based mentality. I think it's coming out of fear, like, oh, the government's so big, it's so intrusive, we got to grab our guns, we got to cock them.
Well, you can see why he should be afraid. Look at what happened to him.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I don't think that would have happened if he did not make that video.
Good point.
Well, if he didn't make the video, that was just for sure. But also, if he wasn't in D.C., it sure as hell wouldn't have happened. You can go to Concord and hold a gun in the state house building if you want to. There's no metal detector. There's no rule against having a gun. You can't have a gun in the state house chamber at this time. They've made a rule against that, but there doesn't seem to be any real penalty for it. There's like, you know, there's not a felony or anything like that. They'll just probably remove you from the premises if they figure out that you have a gun. But you can walk into the lobby, no problem. And you can still go in there concealed carry because there's no one searching anybody. It's supposed to be against the rules, but there's nothing to stop you. So I think that what Adam did and what other people who, you know, agree with that and were excited about that are coming from is a position of fear. Yes, the government is scary. Yes, they do raid people. Yes, they are ruining people's lives. Yes, they're murdering people in other countries.
But two wrongs don't make a right, and you don't respond to violence with violence.
But people who feel frightened do tend to get violent. I mean, I used to have a viewpoint of, a similar viewpoint where I, you know, wanted to arm up and take out the government before they could take me out, that kind of violent, crazy viewpoint. And the reason I had that viewpoint was because I lived in Florida at the time, and there really didn't seem to be any hope for liberty there.
Well, people
and
are
the same
kind
thing
of,
in D.C.
People are kind of like animals. I mean, people are animals. People
yeah.
are like other animals in that, you know, if you have a dog and you frighten your dog all the time, then that's when they act aggressively towards people, when they're afraid of people. So I think that people are the same way towards each other, where if I'm intimidating someone, I don't think that's very likely for me to physically intimidate someone, but if I was, then I shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I shouldn't be surprised if they lash out at me in anger or, hostile.
True, but and they're not surprised. The government's not surprised by people getting angry. That's what they're prepared for. They're ready for that. They've got the
they
SWAT
like
team.
It because right. it gives them an excuse to come after you.
Yeah, and they love it, and they love the adrenaline rush from that and everything. So they've got the SWAT teams. They've got the armored personnel carriers. They've got the, you know, machine guns. They've got the body armor. They're ready to go if somebody wants to get violent. The thing they can't handle is when people are peaceful and disobedient. Disobedient yet peaceful.
And what's sad is that they were probably more, their legitimacy was more threatened by Adam's other videos, which didn't allude to violence, than this one. This one just gave them the ammo that they needed to go after him. His other videos undermined them in a way that is very scary for the government because it's really about the control they have over people's minds.
More coming up. I've got a few more comments from you on Facebook. If you want to get your comments on the air, of course, you can call in at 855-453. You can also use Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Adam Kokesh's protest with a gun, his video that he released, is this inspired activism? Is this going to make an impact? Is it going to make a difference? And if so, how? Or was it just a big mistake? Should he have just moved to New Hampshire and immediately won the issue and focused on other things? It's Free Talk Live.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free here at 855-453. Mobile site, for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to amazonmobile.freetalklive.com. And you can listen to our live streams there, which are available to you 24/7 in three different bandwidths. So if you're in an area in which you don't have a whole lot of data coverage, you could use the low bandwidth stream and only use 16 kilobits a second, or go high bandwidth or mid bandwidth. There are different options at m.freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Allie.
And Julia is here courtesy of her radio show, which is Puke and the Gang. And by the way, she is decked out tonight with her brand new hair. I'm going to put the camera over on her so
it doesn't look good with the headphones because they don't fit over.
It looks great. What are you talking
about?
You can take the headphones off just so cam people can see.
It still looks good. She's got blue hair, and you don't see that very often, but not only blue hair, but she also has sort of dreads.
They're synthetic dreads that I make. And so, so the blue stays. I went to Spain, I dyed my hair blue, and I loved it, and I decided just to show up at work like that, and nobody said anything yet. And I got more compliments today than I've ever gotten in my life. Over 10 people were very excited about the dreads. The dreads, I can only leave in for a couple days because they're not comfortable to sleep on. So after a few days, I'll be really sick of them and take them out.
You can listen
will
to
remain.
Julia talk more about her hair and other things on Puke and the Gang every weekend, and it's available via podcast at pukeandthegang.com. Let's go to Michael Dean. He's on the line in Wyoming on Skype. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing there?
Hey, it sounds like you're in our studio.
Hey, I practically am. I'm tunneling in through the tubes into your studio.
Hey, man. So what's on your mind tonight?
Adam Kokesh, man. I've criticized a lot of things he's done, but I think overall he's a great thing for liberty, and I'm glad he exists. And when I saw the video, I was like, what is he trying to say? I don't really get what he's trying to say. And I thought about it a lot. I think it's just macho libertarian flash. And for those who don't know that term, that's a 1970s Libertarian Party term. Michael Cloud came up with it, and it was a derogatory term. Basically, it was like the Libertarian Party was trying to be respectable. They would say things like, well, if you're going to have an argument about gun control or pot, you should say, yes, anybody who's not a criminal should be able to get a concealed carry permit no matter what. And anybody should be able to, have small amounts of marijuana and have it decriminalized. Whereas the macho libertarian flash person would say, heroin should be sold in vending machines to children as long as the vending machines are, privately owned and operated, and anybody should be able to carry a machine gun anywhere. And I've always kind of taken the macho libertarian flash point, and, some, academic libertarians have criticized Neiman and I for it, like, ugh, that's giving this a bad name. And I'm going wrong.
You're just cutting out for a moment there. We lost a few blips, dropped packets. But yeah, so what you're saying is you've embraced the libertarian macho flash?
Yeah, and I think Adam is doing a great job with being like the anarchy pinup boy. I mean, you couldn't script him in Hollywood. If they wanted to make an anarchy, good-looking soldier, vibrant, yells, gets arrested, all that stuff, I mean, he's the guy. And I really think macho libertarian flash is an important component of the spectrum that is liberty. And I think that's what that video is. It's sad that he's in prison for it. And I wouldn't do it, but I tip my hat to him for doing it. I think it's just macho libertarian flash.
So why do you think, what is the positive thing about macho libertarian flash? Is it that it gets people's attention?
That's part of it. And it's also in any negotiation, you want to ask for more than you expect to get. So you don't say, well, we'd like small limited government. You say, I don't want any government, and I should be able to do whatever heck I want. And then if you end up with a little government, I mean, it's kind of a strategy thing to me.
I really like the Dave Ridley approach, which is, he's discussed in a lot of his recent videos, that if you just take this super reasonable position on something, that even to a libertarian who is very principled might say you're watering down the position. If you're being very reasonable, then it will make people who might otherwise want to villainize you or disagree with you, it makes them want to come around more.
Yeah, and Boston Tea Party said the same thing at Porkfest, and there's a place for that, too. He said, if someone's 80% there, don't criticize them for not being the last mile. There's different approaches to it, and I think they're all valid. And I think that Adam should be demonized.
Okay, true. They're valid, no doubt. And I think I like a lot of what you say about Adam. I agree. I think he's a great asset to the liberty movement. No doubt about that. But just because it's a valid approach doesn't mean it's an effective approach.
And got people talking.
A lot of times, you can get people talking in a lot of different ways. One of them doesn't necessarily involve spending the next 20 years of your life in prison.
Well, also, I mean, people say that you go too far, that the Robin Hooding goes too far, filming cops up in their face goes too far. I disagree. I think that stuff's great and important. But, everybody's got their idea of, everyone should do it my way. I'm saying everybody should do it every way, and there's no wrong way to do it if you're not aggressing on anybody. I don't think that video is aggressing on anybody.
No, I don't think it is either. But on the other hand, I'm not saying it was wrong what he did. I think that, he was fully within his rights, and he shouldn't be in a cage, but you know, it's Washington, D.C. I mean, this is the belly of the beast, that they're going to come at you with everything they've got.
Yeah.
So no one should be surprised about what has happened to Adam. And Adam, I don't think, is surprised. He knew, he must have known that this was going to be a possibility. His roommate suggested that they knew they were going to get raided. So, you know, they were planning for this. Why they remain, you know, why did they have psychedelic mushrooms in the house if they were planning to be raided?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The house was raided before this.
Really?
Or because psychedelic mushrooms... Psychedelic mushrooms are an important part of the anarchist food pyramid. That's what Nima said. But Liz and Daryl, his roommates, are going to be on the Freedom Fiend Sunday. They were
cool.
at the raid. That's kind of neat. But yeah,
that's,
you know, there's
show,
a big
freedomfiends.com.
There's a big hypocrisy in the gun community right now, because there's people who like were who smuggled 30 round mags into Colorado and had handed them out on the state building steps after they outlawed them, who are saying Adam's bad. This is no different than what they did. He just did more of like a frat boy, macho libertarian flash. Hey, Ma, look at me.
Yeah, he recorded it.
What's the difference, man? Yeah.
The dude's ballsy. There's no doubt about it. Any other comments you want to share, Michael?
No, man. I just wanted to test Skype. How's it sound? Great.
It sounded pretty good. We had a little bit of a... You could tell... Skype is... it adjusts to bandwidth, so there was...
Yeah.
When you lost a few packets, it did go down in quality slightly, but then it came back, so...
Well, I'm a macho libertarian flasher. I was surfing porn while talking to you guys.
There you go. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You know, my biggest point on this is that it was a waste... It didn't have to happen. You're not backed into a corner. If you love gun rights and gun freedom, get the hell out of D.C.
Yeah, but someone could say the same thing about people who try to do marijuana activism here, is that there are places where you can have pot and you won't get arrested.
Sure, if you're a one-issue libertarian, then by all means, you should go to that place. Then you're not really a... You know, I don't really consider that to be a libertarian thing, because I think that libertarian-minded people are in favor of freedom on all issues, not just one issue. So if you're just a one-issue person, then go to Colorado and smoke up.
I think it's interesting, Ian, that you would say that out of all people, that you don't think it was worth it, because I think that about a lot of things that you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I didn't go to prison for 20 years.
No,
Thank God.
You certainly do things that risk, like losing your house or getting put away for a long time.
Risk is important. I mean, you have to take risk if you want to have more freedom, but you're not going to... The same level of risk that Adam Kokesh took is nowhere near the level of risk that that I've taken. And as I was pointing out, you weren't here for this discussion, but when I have done things, or Derek J. or whoever it is has done things in New Hampshire, that results in people coming here. There's a recruiting aspect to it that doesn't exist with Adam. He's not asking people to come free DC. That would be ridiculous. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, maybe you're brand new to Free Talk Live, you can go back and download years' worth of the program right from our website. Last 7 days' worth at the top of the page, and then you can click into the archive section to go even deeper into our collection, all for free over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Allie.
855-450-FREE. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Also, join us on Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. That's what Michael was on a moments ago. And if you've got a good mic, and it's well positioned in front of your mouth, you will sound great.
He sounded really good.
Yeah, he did. Of course, he also, you know, has professional radio equipment, but you will generally sound better if you're on Skype than you will on the phone, and so please do use that. Also, the Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Don't feel like you're in a corner. You don't have to feel like it's hopeless. It may be hopeless where you live, so I can understand why you'd feel that way. I'm from Florida. It was hopeless in Florida. There was no chance that freedom was going to rise anytime. I've been out of Florida now, not quite for a decade, but for the good part of a decade since 2006. And I'm so glad I left because there are constantly government, you know, pro-government people, statists, that are moving into Florida from New York, New Jersey, and all other kind of places.
Old people.
A lot of old people, but, you know, younger people, too. And, you know, because statism is passed down generation to generation.
But Florida's where people retire, and I think the ideas of liberty, while they have lots of roots that are old, I think that they're really, like, ideas of the youth nowadays.
They are.
I don't know. When I worked at the bank, a lot of old people would make commentary about, you know, because they've seen a lot of changes. If you're 80 years old or 70 years old, you've seen the government get bigger and you've seen the economy get worse over time.
But you were working at a bank in New Hampshire. Older people in New Hampshire are going to be different from older people in Florida.
I'm not saying that old people are more or less likely to be turned on to the ideas of freedom, but I think, you know, that I don't think that they're less likely, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. It's been my experience.
It depends. I would say it depends, because I think you're right. A lot of older people can have the full perspective on things. But
that must be a bigger mind-blowing experience if you are not open to liberty and then you're, like, old and someone introduces you and you look back on all these things in your life and see it from a different perspective.
Or if you have an interaction with a cop that goes bad as, you know, you're 70 years old and you've never had an interaction with the police before and then all of a sudden it comes crashing in how horrible they can treat people. Yeah, so, but I think that, you know, it depends on their life and their lifestyle. And if they were living in New York their whole life, they're probably less likely to appreciate freedom than older people living in New Hampshire, because the people around here are just more freedom-oriented, in my experience.
I'd say, like what Julie was saying, considering the amount of experience an 80-year-old has, I'm just kind of generally disappointed with how unwise a lot of old people are.
Hmm. Yeah, certainly age doesn't necessarily translate to wisdom, does it?
I get not a lot of the time.
FreeStateProject.org, they just launched their new website. Have either of you been to it?
No, I'm going to go look at it right now. I keep thinking that and forgetting.
FreeStateProject.org, it's needed a facelift for a while.
Bad.
And it looks great. I think it's really impressive, and of course the Free State Project's always been a great idea, but now it's being presented in a much more modern look, and I think it's very exciting. So please, if you haven't been yet, go to freestateproject.org, and if you haven't signed up yet, what are you waiting for? Freedom isn't going to rise where you live if you're not in New Hampshire. What are the chances of it? I can tell you down in Florida, they're still getting 2 to 3%, those libertarians down there. Boy, oh boy, that's really exciting.
Which is a big deal for them.
It is a big deal for them, but it's the same amount they've always gotten.
Oh.
When I was living there, they were getting 2 to 3% in the elections there, and they're still getting 2 to 3%. Not that elections are the only indicator of success, but they are an indicator. So you don't have to feel like you're cornered. You don't have to feel like there's no hope. There is hope if you get together with people who love liberty and who are willing to be active, which is what's happening here in New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. Go get signed up, and we'll be more free together. Dave is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, greetings, Will. Hey, you know, I heard I was kind of interested in the NSA and the economy, and in listening to some of this discussion, I'd kind of tailor the same discussion into what you were just talking about, the seniors and whether or not they're, you know, actively participating in their own future. I was lucky enough when I moved to San Francisco, I met Maggie Kuhn, who was one of the chief organizers of what were called the Gray Panthers. And, you know, obviously a person, she was probably in her 70s by the time I got out here in 1990. And so she had seen quite a bit. She was probably a little young for the roaring 20s, but she was still somebody who had seen the screws being clamped down on America. And if you're familiar with the coup that happened right now, this year is the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination. And anybody that ever paid any attention to the JFK assassination realizes that a coup happened in America. And so we've had this security state being clamped down on us. And so the whole idea of freedom being clamped down on America, you know, the murderers of the president got away with it. And to deny that, 85% of America in constant polling believe that it was a conspiracy, yet they never go into, you know, the FBI refuses to investigate further, the CIA refused to investigate themselves, the murderers have now become the president of the United States. George Bush, Richard Nixon were involved, LBJ was involved, J. Edgar Hoover was involved.
Well, I mean, there were murderers as president before John F. Kennedy, so I don't really understand what you're getting at there.
Yeah, but it was if you look at there are a number of different books that describe how the I'll say the conspirators who have hated democracy. You know, obviously this goes all the way back to 1776 or the War of 1812 when the aristocrats tried to come back in and reconquer America. The War of 1812 failed. But
when did the aristocrats not have control of America? I mean, the people who have been involved in the government have always been the elites.
Well, and that gets into an interesting point about, you know, for example, Skull and Bones was created, what, in 1824. Skull and Bones was actually, what is it, the Russell Foundation? The Russell Foundation were the people that were selling opium to China to keep them slaves in China and to, you know, to
so
keep
what are
them
you, what is it you're ultimately getting at here? I mean, you're throwing out conspiracy after conspiracy.
Well,
what
it's
is your
not
point?
Conspiracy. It's
well,
the standard. Yeah. I mean, this is, they were involved in keeping, you know, the Russell Foundation. There's no doubt that the Russell Foundation, you know, you can look at their quarterly reports. I mean, they were happy.
I don't have time to do that sort of thing. I'm asking you, what is the ultimate point of what you're bringing up here? I mean, you're saying that you think there was some sort of coup, but that doesn't make sense because there's always been elites in charge of the United States. Abraham Lincoln was a murderer, too, and so were a bunch of other presidents who started and got involved in wars. So I don't know if I agree at all with the thrust of what you're getting at, which I'm not even sure what you're getting at.
I thought what I took from what he was saying was that I don't know that just because a lot of people believe that something is conspiracy, if a lot of people believing something doesn't ever necessarily make it true, but I think the government invites conspiracy by being secretive. And
that's true. And the Skull and Bones is certainly a secretive organization. I mean, they do exist, and they're probably plotting to do who knows what. But what are you getting at, though? What are you trying to communicate here tonight?
Well, the principle of my original discussion with the screener was to talk about the NSA and the economy. And the basic principle about the economy, and, you know, America used to be this place where the little guy could have some chance at creating a business and expanding and having a future. I hear the music. Do you want to hold over?
Yeah, you're going to have to really tie this up and do it here in a moment. Stand by, Dave. I'm not sure how you're going to loop the NSA in here, but we'll find out. 855-450-FREE. And then, actually, speaking of the NSA, I do have the Edward Snowden statement that he made today from the airport in Moscow. I think he's in Moscow. Airport in Russia. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1 or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. spot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. And whenever you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices, same huge selections, the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just starting. You're taking an extra moment to start through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. So thank you in advance for doing that. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Ladies Night on Free Talk Live. Ian here.
And Julia.
And Alex. Right.
Whenever you say that, I always think, like, you're offering dollar drinks or something. Like, that's like a bad ad on the radio.
Yeah, where's
right?
my
like,
drink?
It's Ladies wine. Night down here at the crappy bar.
You can have some boxed wine if you want.
All right.
In the kitchen. So we've got Dave. He's on the line here, and he's kind of been jumping from conspiracy to conspiracy, JFK to the skull and bones, and he said you were going to tie it all into the NSA, so go for it.
Well, right, and as a matter of fact, I was trying to calculate how I would do it simply and effectively, and I would just say that the Bush family has been involved in all of this stuff since probably the early part of the Spanish-American War, which is better than 125 years ago. Their great-grandfather was a guy named Sam Bush, who was a purchasing agent for the U.S. military. And so, if you know much about the Spanish-American War, it was a totally phony war, but they learned how they could profiteer from war through purchasing, selling goods, buying goods, and just, you know, the scams of purchasing.
The military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
And everybody thinks that that's some liberal phrase, but that actually came from the famous conservative president, David Eisenhower, the general that won World War II. So, he knows, or he knew about the military-industrial complex, and unfortunately it was his very last speech as president in which he warned the nation about it. So as great a general as he was quite a coward in not warning us about it while he was president.
But, well, politicians aren't known for their courage.
Well, but he left us with a hell of a legacy. But the point is that the Bush family has been involved in this scam involving the Klan, the Nazis, and the aristocrats basically for 125 years. And it also goes back to the Skull and Bones, which was created at least 50 years earlier than that. If I remember right, it was 1824.
All right, tie it in with the NSA because we don't have all night.
Right. Well, the scam that these guys have always been doing is a master race scam. And the NSA pretending to have this ability to figure out who's naughty and nice. They're sitting in the background trying to determine who's naughty or nice. That's basically a master race scam. And that they
what does that mean, a master race scam? I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, in other words, Adolf Hitler pulled a master race scam. He said that he was in charge and he could determine who was naughty or nice, and he could determine who lived or died, whether or not they were up to his standards when he was a nobody, and he was basically put in power by nobodies. But the point is that all of the scams which have come about since basically 125 years have involved the Bush family in one sense or another.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, the conspiracy guys like Dave frequently will have information that's correct. You know, it's certainly true that the Bush family has been in positions of power for a long time. Whether they've been involved in every scam, you know, known to man, I don't know about that. And I still don't really know what he was getting at with the NSA being a master race scam. A very, very confusing call, nonetheless, interspersed with some useful information. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the problems with the conspiracy crowd is they're on information overload, and they can't communicate, a lot of them can't communicate their ideas effectively as a result of that. They have so much that they've learned through their researching their conspiracy theories, that they just can't get it all out.
And then this is specific to this show. When I'm talking about conspiracy theorists that I interact with, it's primarily on the show, but it seems like they're frothing at the mouth, like they can't get it out fast enough, and it's just really difficult to follow.
Well, it's a lot to remember.
Yeah.
It's a long story to remember. There's a lot of names. Well, there's only a few names, I guess, depending on the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's intricately
I would be
woven.
A terrible conspiracy theorist because I would not be able to remember everything. I would be like, well, there's this guy, and he's really bad.
Right. Yeah, it's a very intricately woven story, and obviously, you know, we're not going to spend an entire show talking about it because, to me, it's just not relevant. It's just, sorry, I get it. Yeah, there are elites out there, and yeah, they want to control people, and yeah, they, you know, have their tentacles into a variety of different things. But it's not just the Bush family. There's a bunch of families involved in it. But even if you could figure out who all the families were, you know, like these people that obsess over, oh, it's the people that go to Bilderberger, and we've got the list of names, and look, here are all the people that go to Bilderberger, as though, you know, this is this conference that a bunch of elites go to every year and the conspiracy crowd freaks out about. This shouldn't be a surprise. There are human beings who want to control other human beings. They use the governments, the auspices of the state, to affect that control over other human beings' lives. And it doesn't matter what secret societies they hang out in. It doesn't matter who's best buddies with who or who's marrying who else or, you know, how far back the family lineage goes. None of that matters.
And plus, a lot of this conspiracy stuff is just speculation when there's a lot of stuff the government does which sounds like a conspiracy, but it's real. It's like declassified information.
Well, those are this is where you get into the trick of the word conspiracy, because conspiracies do exist. I mean, anybody that conspires, anybody that plans something with another individual in secret is conspiring, you know, so...
Like, if I described to you Operation Northwoods, like, I couldn't remember the name of that, or try to remember Operation Northwoods, if I just described it to you, you would, if you didn't know about it, you'd call me a nut. Conspiracy theorists. Like, it's not a conspiracy.
I don't remember which one Northwoods was.
I guess it's my false flag operation one, where the government planned to have a false flag operation for its own purposes.
One?
Operation Northwoods.
I know, but what was the false flag?
Well, I can read about it on Wikipedia, but I have trouble remembering. I just remember it's the false flag one that
there's several
was
false flags. Well, there are several of them.
It's
the
planned but never executed 1962 Operation Northwoods plot by the U.S. Department of Defense for a war with Cuba involved scenarios such as fabricating the hijacking or shooting down of passenger and military planes, sinking U.S. ship, and
so they never did that one. You know, you look at the Vietnam War and what started that. That was absolutely a false flag. They claimed they were fired upon. They lied. So, you know, there are examples of real false flags that have happened
right
out there.
Well, that's kind of my thing with it, is not that there aren't some of these that could possibly be true, but it's, I mean, every single day we see tons of real life examples of the government overstepping their bounds and harming people. So why don't we focus on that? Because that's something that is constant. It personally affects you and your yep. family members. It just doesn't really, it seems more like storytelling to me to just be going on and on about whatever he was talking about.
Well, right, and you're right. The conspiracy crowd is more likely to sit inside and sit on their computer and read a book than to actually get out and do any in the streets.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because I told you that I've said on the show that I've seen the Zeitgeist series mm-hmm. before, and before the Addendum is when I watched them, and afterwards I was like, what can I do? I want to do something. I feel like people should know about this. So I was personally inspired by that, and I don't necessarily buy into the Zeitgeist stuff anymore.
That's good, because a bunch of it's crazy nonsense, like Marxism stuff.
But I did take something from a lot of it. But the Addendum was Marxist. The other stuff was like very compatible with libertarianism, I think.
Let's go to the phones here. Dan's on the line. He's on the road in Minnesota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, go.
Yeah, I'm on the road driving. Say, just a quick question, maybe not such a big topic, but currently got a little bit of an eminent domain case going against me. I'm sure I'm not going to win it, but basically the county decided that they wanted a part of my front lawn to put a bicycle path through. And it's small potatoes. Attorneys are all going, yeah, it's too small of a... too small of a case, really, for us to take. Just give them the property. And I'm going, well,
oh man,
no, it's mine. Why should I give it up? They're not gonna. They're even gonna pay. They said they'd pay me $500 for it. But I'm like, you know, that's. They're taking some yard out. They're taking some bushes out for a bike path. And they're saying it's a public use. Public needs it more than I do.
So you're planning on.
Have you ever planned on standing
up on this?
Well, I'm trying to, but I'm thinking after a certain point I'm going to run out of cash.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I wouldn't blame you for just giving up, because when the state is encroaching on you and you don't have anybody to back you up, it can be a pretty lonely affair and a losing battle. If you've got more to tell us, though, you can hang out. We'll bring you up in hour three.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.